Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me, Chad?
Yes. Always, we do entertainment news, and then we're going to go straight, news of the weird, and then we're going to go to March Madness. Right now, there are two teams that are playing is Kansas City and
North Carolina.
And North Carolina, and at the present time, looks like who's ahead? North Carolina?
Kansas 68, North Carolina 66.
Yeah, okay. Let everybody know. Okay, well, anyway, let me go ahead and introduce everybody. My co-host, Vernice.
Hello, everyone.
And our switchboard operator and producer of the show in the studio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Chabonet.
All righty. So we're going to start with entertainment news, and then we're going to take a quick break and come back to News of the Weird, and then we're going to get into March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll let you go ahead and begin, Miss Vernice.
Okay, it's another drug bust for singer Al DeBarge, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, Al was arrested this week for possession of crack cocaine with the intent to sell. He has an April 9th court date. Since 2001, he has been arrested 3 times for drug possession. In 2008, he spent 2 years in jail. Last year, he entered rehab, but apparently he can't conquer his drug demons.
Damn.
That's sad, isn't
it? It is. That's too bad.
Goodness. That is. That really is.
That's too bad. Because he tried so hard to come back and make a success of his career.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So next we have Oprah. Had to stop the madness, y'all.
Mm-mm.
The own staff couldn't take working with Rosie O'Donnell any longer. I don't blame them. The Rosie Show only lasted 5 months. It was plagued by low ratings, and Rosie's demeanor didn't help. According to sources, she was a bully on the set, felt the writers couldn't write, the producers couldn't produce, the stage manager couldn't manage, and the director couldn't direct. That's really bad. See, staff members say it was the worst experience they had ever had. After much thought, Oprah decided to end the show. Both parties put out nice statements about each other, but there is tension between the two, of course. Rosie never wanted to be in Chicago. She wanted the show taped in New York. Oprah insisted on Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
The Oprah show's original home base. March 30th is the final day of the Rosie Show.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something?
Next week. Well, you know, they were bumping heads, and I guess, and then plus two, Oprah's really suffering because OWN's ratings are very low.
Yes, they are.
That network is not doing good at all.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't need someone to help bring it down either.
Mm-mm.
You know,
mm-mm.
And that's bad for an owner of, well, not an owner of the show, but like Rosie's show. Everybody she could not get along with. That's bad.
It is.
That's bad.
That is, because they're not even going to help her to try and put out a decent show because they're mad with it, so they're going to do things to jeopardize it.
Yep. Don't drag Whitney's legacy down, y'all. The Houston family is pleading with Ray J to not release nude photos and videos of Whitney Houston. Sources say Ray J is sitting on a gold mine. He and Whitney were together during their final years. Ray J is known for his sex tapes with now famous socialite Kim Kardashian. Kardashian's career took off in 2007 when their sex tapes came out. This is such a sad time for Whitney's mom, Sissy Houston. In addition to losing her daughter, she is also dealing with her granddaughter, Bobby Chris, Bobby Chris is openly dating her unofficial adopted brother, Nick Gordon.
That's incest.
That's a damn shame.
Like some kind of incest.
Sissy feels Gordon is taking advantage of Bobby Chris. Bobby Chris has turned to Gordon for comfort, and she is wearing her mother's diamond ring. I am just. He's getting from bad to worse.
Yeah, but you know everybody's after the money.
That's what it is.
Now,
what the
will stated is at the age of 25 she will get so much money,
mm-hmm.
and then at 30 she'll get the lump sum of Whitney's estate.
Well, she's already 18, right?
Yeah, but she's
so
25.
She'll get something at 21, though, won't she?
They said it's set up for
25
and 30. No, it's set up for 25 and 30.
Okay.
She'll get some money to live on now, but she's not going to get a lot of Whitney's estate. You know what I'm saying? Like, she'll get a few grand.
She's like in a monthly allowance.
Yeah,
monthly
allowance.
Okay.
And then at 25, she'll get so much money. And then at 30, she'll get the bulk of her estate, which is good because it'll accrue interest all these years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really good
it.
For her. She'll have more money than she would. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it's too bad because they're
sad.
All on. And I do believe that interview with Oprah, that was just to raise ratings.
I think so.
Okay, I'm going to call it like it is.
I think
Oprah used that girl to raise her ratings
because
she know Whitney was the hot topic because of her death and to get ratings, to get people to tune in to OWN.
So former basketball star Shaquille O'Neal is getting a reputation as a heartbreaker. O'Neal recently dumped longtime girlfriend Nikki Hoops. Is that her last name? Alexander?
Yeah.
Hoops became famous as the first season winner of the VH1 reality show Flavor of Love with Flavor Flav. Okay. I never did watch that show.
Me either.
Stupid to me. Since winning the show, she had gained quite a reputation. Then she hooked up with Shag, and they appeared to be in love. Despite her past, he was very open about their relationship. Well, Shaq recently turned 40, and he showed up to his party with a new woman. What happened to Hoops? Apparently, he had security detail put her out of his home. He felt it was time to move on with another woman. Wow.
Ooh.
What will Hoops do now? She was hoping to marry Shaq.
Go hole somewhere else.
Yeah.
Shit.
Maybe basketball wives will contact her. Oops. That won't happen. Shaq's ex-wife,
Shawnee
O'Neal, is a producer of that show. This world is too small.
Well, that's what happens when you hoeing around trying to make a little money for yourself. Mm-hmm. Evidently, her vaginal skills were not up to par.
Yeah.
Nope.
So that's all I have right now for the entertainment news.
Well, let me see.
Mm-hmm.
We still got some time left. Let's see. And other baby news. Real Housewives of Atlanta star Kim Zolciak. In case y'all don't know it, now you know she just dropped a baby for this guy, the football star Croy Beamer, which they're married.
Mm-hmm.
But now she's pregnant again. Y'all, the other child's only 9 months old.
Yeah.
Security.
Mm-hmm.
Vagina skills.
Mm-hmm.
Vagina skills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know she's trying to make Nene take care of the babies and stuff. She ain't trying to have nothing to do with them. I said, no, she needs to stop. That's my opinion.
Because
I watched the show after she had the baby, and she was putting that baby on.
Her and Nene don't get along.
No. Or Nene or the girl that helps her.
Yeah.
And she's getting to the point where she don't even want to be there anymore.
No, she's about ready to leave. And the other girls don't like the way that Kim treats her.
Treats
either.
Her anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think she's going to be on Housewives too much longer.
Oh, she's got her own show coming out.
Oh, really?
Her and this guy, they're giving her a reality series.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that something, y'all, how she's the only white woman on the Atlanta Housewives and she gets a pilot series and nobody else did?
Yeah.
Don't you think Nene should have stepped out and got that pilot
Nene
series?
Nene should have got that pilot series.
I know, but they gave it to her, but she's the only white woman on the show.
Yeah.
Y'all can call in and say something if you want, because that shit ain't cool to me.
We're going to get down to the nitty-gritty with this, okay, y'all?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Number is 646-727-2914. That's 646 727-2914.
I actually have a story for you guys, if you don't mind me cutting in real
quick.
Sure,
go ahead.
VH1 is ordering a series about Hollywood ex-wives. Hollywood ex-wives surely have stories to tell, and now five of them will have their own TV series.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about.
VH1 said Wednesday that it's making Hollywood Exes, a one-hour series that will air this summer. Featured players are the ex-wives of Eddie Murphy, Prince, R. Kelly, Will Smith, and Jose Canseco.
Ooh,
the network said that Nicole Murphy, Jessica Canseco, Andrea Kelly, Cherie Fletcher, Smith's ex, and Mart Maytay Garcia, Prince's ex, want to show the world that they are more than just a trophy wife with a pretty face.
Oh, them bitches is crazy.
And then 10,
okay.
A 10-episode series will follow the women as they establish their own lives apart from their famous exes.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
they're using
money.
Their looks to get what they want.
And they're using their ex-wives to get money. That's all it
is.
Well,
Cherie Fletcher, Smith's ex-wife, they haven't been together over 10-plus years, so you should have been established yourself, and you remarried anyway.
That's
so
right.
What do you – I don't understand. That's when I see her, I really don't even know what she looks like. So if I would run into her, I wouldn't say, oh, that's Will Smith's ex-wife. None of these women I could say, oh, that's her ex-wife, except Nicole Murphy because she looked like a man.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them, no, I wouldn't know who any of these women are. But everybody got to make a little change, so.
I know, and it just don't make no sense.
Mm-hmm.
It really don't. No, make no sense at all.
That's sad.
Yeah, it is. They just, you know what? We need to start a reality show. I swear. I don't know what it's going to be, but we need to start a reality show or either Sisters of Blackness. Shoot.
No, I don't need no cameras in my face 24/7.
Ooh,
I like my
I don't want that
life.
Either. I'd have already high blood pressure. I don't need no. And them folks would make me mad, okay? my nigger is coming out.
Lord.
They sure will be like, I said cut the camera off, motherfucker. Cut it off. No, we don't need that, y'all. No, they're right. Don't put us on.
No, indeed.
Yeah, you can't be talking about, oh, I'll give you something to watch. Watch this.
Yeah. We do the Madea.
Sure would. Mm-mm.
Let me go in my purse.
Yeah.
Better turn that camera off.
Oh, let me talk to Tyler Perry, okay?
Thank you. None of that mess around here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, also, y'all, look for Gladys Knight. She's going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Yeah, I love me some Gladys Knight. It should be real good.
You know, she's got a show coming up at the Snoqualmie Casino coming up, you know. So I said, okay, go ahead on, girlfriend. That's my girl. That's my girl.
And look, there's two other reality show shops, and she brought that up. Niecy Nash, they're giving her a reality show. It starts, in fact, I think this Sunday at 10 p.m. tonight, about her family. And then, excuse me, also Mike Tyson is getting a show, and he hopes to take his Las Vegas show to Broadway. I know. Ain't that something?
Wow. Okay.
I'm telling you. And also for all you gospel people, Mary, you know, sisters Tina and Erica.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we got baby news. Let's see now. Tina just had a baby. No, Tina's expecting her fifth child, and Sister Erica just gave birth a few weeks ago.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did I tell you about the news? I'm getting a couple of babies in my family.
No.
Yogi is going to have another baby.
Yeah.
Yay.
And my niece's oldest son is going to have a baby.
Oh.
Yeah. So we don't know which one's going to be what. Out for me. I got a kitty in the house. Y'all are
Simba.
And
there you go.
And so I don't know which one is going to be it. They haven't decided if they want to know what the baby is before they're born or not. So I'll just have to wait and see. But I got two of them coming in, y'all.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, back to you, Linus. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No. Girl, okay. We always glad about that. We don't even have no birthdays this week, do we?
Oh.
Nope.
No, not that.
No birthdays or anniversaries. So that's good.
Okay.
Let's see what. Oh, before we get to you, Shab, I'd like to touch on about Trayvon Martin.
Oh, yeah.
This morning, I just want to say, because it's been in the news now, so everybody's aware, Trayvon Martin is a young man that, as far as I'm concerned, got murdered by Zimmerman.
I agree.
He had went to the store, long story short, young man had went to the store for his little brother, was going back home in a gated area where his father lived, had a hoodie on. Mm-hmm. Zimmerman claims that he was acting suspiciously or being something toward him, and so he shot him.
Well, wait a minute. Let's back up a little bit. He's claiming he was suspicious, but what he did, this is where he made his mistake at. He called 911.
And 911 told him to stand
down. And the police told him to not do that.
Yep,
instead, he still went on with this intent. Okay, this is intent to kill. This is my opinion of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had, what's his name? Al Sharpton said the same thing. He said he was told to stand down, and he did not. That shows intent.
Yep.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
And I agree with Al Sharpton 100%, y'all.
Yep.
And we know that don't happen too often with Al Sharpton.
It sure doesn't.
No, no.
It sure doesn't.
And also, let me tell y'all, if anybody watched the news this morning, now Zimmerman is saying through his attorney that the boy broke his nose and also hit him in the back of his head.
Please.
Now, he's conjugating up all these lies because the people that did witness heard the boy and saw him hollering help.
Mm-hmm.
If he's hollering help, what is he doing beating your ass up?
That's right.
Thank you.
You know, he's just coming up with one scenario after another to try and clear himself or to say that he wasn't at fault, knowing damn well that he outright murdered that child.
He outright murdered
that child
because evidently he's going to say that this boy beat him up. If this boy actually beat him up, that tells me, well, you're saying you didn't have that gun out right away. You waited until afterwards? Come on now. If that was the case, the boy wouldn't have been hollering help.
Thank you. And since he had a gun on him, how could the boy break his nose when he could have pulled out the gun and shot him then?
Right then and there.
Here's the question. Why is a neighborhood watch walking around with a gun?
Exactly.
Thank you.
Your neighborhood watch, dude.
They
are
supposed to walk around and see what's happening, but they are supposed
to
report
it
to the police department, and then they go back home. That's what they're supposed to do.
Thank you. And wait for the police. Stand by.
So this shows, this tells me that this man had a racial, he was a racist. This tells me he was a racist.
He had an intention to kill
somebody. He had an intention to kill somebody that day. He didn't care who it was.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's how I look at it. He had an intention to kill somebody that day.
He was one bored individual.
It's just too bad. My family goes out to Trayvon Martin's parents and his family and the little brother because they just lost a family member unnecessarily. You know,
and a good kid.
Yes,
yeah,
he was.
He was a good kid. There was no criminal history. This kid was good in school,
sports.
I mean, just a good all-around kid.
Yeah,
but it was also, he was speaking to his girlfriend at that time.
Yes.
And he told his girlfriend that, you know, someone's following me. And she stated, she told him, run. Because, of course, this man is not in the uniform.
Right.
He's not identifying himself.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's me, some stranger's coming up to me, who are you? Stop. This and that. Who are you?
Yeah.
Who are you to stop me? I don't know who you are whatsoever.
Right.
So, of course, if I feel threatened, I am going to run.
That's
but more than likely, he tackled this kid, and that's how it started. Now, that's just my opinion. I'm not saying it's facts.
Yeah.
None of us know the facts except this Mr. Zimmerman and Trayvon, and only there's one alive to tell the story.
And did you know that I seen on Facebook, there was another incident they put on the woman who's Trayvon was shot in her backyard. She is now on Facebook telling her side of the story because the police wouldn't listen to her.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's on Facebook. And I'm like, I watched that. I said, and she said they won't even give her the time of day.
Because they don't want to hear the truth.
They don't want to hear the
and
truth.
And they know they'd be sued if she come forward and tell what.
Well, there was questions. Well, that's why the police chief of that neighborhood has stepped to the side because there have been complaints, not just about Mr. Zimmerman, but about
the police
force
in
that, I don't know, city or county, that there have been some racial discriminations against minorities there dealing with this police force. So that is why the FBI got involved and so did the Department of Justice. One, to see what is the crime and then to see what was the motivation of the crime. And then from there, hopefully, charges will be pressed against this man. This young man has Skittles
and
tea. What's the threat? And he had a hoodie on.
And he had a hoodie.
You know, who doesn't wear a hoodie? Most of my sweatshirts have hoods on.
I wear a hood too.
Reason being, could be cold outside, could be raining.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Geraldo came out and says he wasn't blaming the victim, but he was saying, you know, hoodies give the impression of thugs.
Yeah.
And I disagree
with that stereotype, okay?
I disagree with that because there are plenty of people who wear a hooded shirt. It doesn't
matter
if
joggers.
It's from,
people be out jogging.
Working out, and they have that on. So just because someone has a hood on, I'm not automatically in defense mode that, oh, something's getting ready to go down.
So
I should say, no, wear your hoodies.
The people in Florida where this murder happened, they are holding a rally, and they're telling everybody to wear your hoodie.
Oh, yeah. They have the big rally
Thursday
at 7.
And I'm just like, there you go. I said, because that's
they
another
have the
stereotype.
School kids. It was a picture on the internet on MSNBC where they had a row of kids from little bitty ones, elementary, and they were all lined up with hoodies on.
Oh, that's cute.
From the little bitty up to like maybe 9 years old.
Oh, that's
Yeah, they
cute.
Lined, sure did. About 20 kids, and they all had hoodies.
That's good. That's good. Hoodies ain't got nothing to do with this.
No, it doesn't.
Hoodies ain't got nothing to do with
this.
Because
Geraldo was wrong about that. I disagreed vehemently with him about that because, like Shav just said, hey, people are jogging. It could be if the snow is out on the ground and it's cold, you might have a hoodie on under your coat to keep your head and your face warm,
exactly.
And a hat. As far
the
as
only time hoodies are questioned is when you walk into a government building or a bank.
Right.
Otherwise,
right.
people out on the street with hoodies,
they don't bother.
No, they don't.
Yeah, this sounds like racist all the way around.
Mm-hmm. Well, they profile. That's the problem. They just they profile, and it just pisses me off to no end. That profiling, but I want to see this boy get justice, and they need to bring him under charges. But because of that Stan law, where you can, if you think somebody, I watched a program earlier today, and it was really good, where the lady said that Florida law is good, but it's bad. It protects you, but it also gives you a right to shoot somebody.
Yeah, the self-defense law.
So, like I said, it's good on one hand, but it's bad on the other.
Because
so it depends on the person's judgment when they pull that gun out and what's transpiring at that time.
And the only thing that kept him from going to jail was the fact that he hollered self-defense. So he knew the law right then and there, or else he wouldn't have said self-defense.
Of course.
So
he knew.
He
knows the law. Well, it's like he's a wannabe police officer.
Well, he wanted
to
be. He got deterred. He wasn't accepted. He did trial for the police department.
So
he wasn't accepted.
Oh, my God.
He knows the laws in and out. Trust me on that.
Oh,
he knows what
God.
To do. So if he gets into a situation like this, he knew what to do. I mean, he's called cops 46 times.
This is
and his
why
lawyer's
the
trying to say
called
that.
For the FBI then.
Because he's called 46 times, but this is the first time he's ever had he had to use his gun or a violent situation.
Oh,
and it's like, what is one time compared to 46 times? It doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Thank you.
It just doesn't matter. But at this time, we're going to go ahead and take a break.
Okay.
And then we will come back and we'll do a little bit of news of the weird and talk about the NCAA tournament.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, and we're back to In the Studio with LSV. That's Lenis, Chauvinet, and Vernice. And we're going to turn it over to Chauv right now. She's going to give us news of the weird. Hello?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, now we can. Go ahead.
So I got a few stories from News of the Weird. These people, News of the Weird are where it's all kind of stories around the world that you cannot possibly believe are true, yet they are true. Here's a few stories. Louis Helmberg III filed a lawsuit in Huntington, West Virginia in February against the Alpha Tau Omega fraternity and its members Travis Hughes for injuries Helmberg suffered in May 2011 when he fell off a deck at the fraternity house. He had been startled and fallen backward off the rail left deck after Hughes attempted to fire a bottle rocket out of his anus, and the rocket instead exploded in place.
The lawsuit
does not refer to Hughes' injuries.
I guess not.
Blew his ass out, huh?
Basically, yes. U.S. immigration agents in a $160,000 Chevy Suburban that had been custom designed and armed specifically to protect agents from roadside kidnappings became sitting ducks last year when kidnappers forced the vehicle off the road near San Luis Potosí, Mexico, and got the door open briefly, enabling them to fire 100 rounds and kill one of the two agents inside.
Wow.
According to a February Washington Post report, the Department of Homeland Security had failed to modify the vehicle's factory settings that popped open the door locks automatically whenever the door shifts into park.
Damn.
That is sad. When Rose Marks and her extended family of Romanian gypsy psychics were indicted last year for a 20-year run of duping the South Floridians out of as much as $40 million, victims of the Klan were elated, that justice might be at hand. A typical scam, according to prosecutors, was to take a client's cash to pray over it, promising its return but somehow figuring out how to keep it. However, in December, the Marx's attorney reported that several of the so-called victims had begun to work with them to help clear the family, including one who reportedly paid Rose over $150,000.
No.
According to the lawyers, these victims called the Marx's friends, life coaches, confidants, and rather swindlers.
Mm.
Yeah, this off the chain. Unclear on the concept, Jason Bacon, 41, was arrested in Eureka, California in March after responding to a classified ad for a used motorcycle by offering to trade $8,000 worth of his homegrown marijuana for it.
Oh, no, they didn't.
That sounds like a good trade.
No,
according
they didn't.
To an officer on the scene, Bacon told a deputy, like, I know you can't sell it, but I thought it was okay to trade it.
Hey.
I am not mad.
<Mm-mm>.
Kathleen Matthews was outraged that the local community could turn on her 26-year-old son, Jesse, who had been charged with capital murder for killing a Chattanooga, Tennessee police officer. She told the judge in a letter that Jesse is a good man and laminated, you do one little thing that pisses people off and they will hold it against you forever.
Damn, he killed the cop.
He killed an officer, ladies.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. What the hell was she thinking about talking about you do one little thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's a little thing? Okay.
Oh,
I wonder what a big thing was in her mind.
No.
Damn.
So, Oklahoma State Senator Ralph Shorty, a staunch abortion opponent, introduced a bill in January to ban the use of human fetuses in processed food. Although the principal anti-abortion advocacy official in the state said he had never heard of such a practice, Senator Shorty asserted that it was a problem that he had been reading up on the internet.
Damn, I hope that ain't true. That's some bull.
I'm going vegan after reading that story.
I know, that's right, yeah.
Kyle Bauer, 19, was elected in November to sit on a seat on the Altus, Pennsylvania Borough Council. Before being sworn in, however, he was sentenced to probation for stalking an ex-girlfriend and tossing a brick through her window.
Isn't that crazy?
Now that he is seated, he still must answer to 2010 charges in Kutztown, Pennsylvania, of resisting arrest for public drunkenness. In both incidents, he also displayed an uncanny ability to slip out of handcuffs and wander away from arresting officers.
Dang.
And
that's
he's on the
flaky
city
old...
council? Are you kidding me?
And he's on the city council?
Yes.
Oh, my
yes.
God. That's a flaky city, y'all. Whatever city, what city was that? So we can make sure we don't go there.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Albertus, Pennsylvania.
No,
okay.
Albertus, that name right there, Albertus.
Yes,
it sounds like
go.
Alberta. But it,
least competent criminals, law enforcement officers turn to Facebook nowadays to help solve crimes, knowing that some perpetrators cannot resist bragging about or even showing off things they've recently stolen.
Mm.
For example, Stephen Mulhall, 21 years old, will be easily prosecuted for stealing the nameplate off the door of Broward County, Florida judge Michael Orlando.
Damn.
Since he posted in March a photograph of himself holding it following a courtroom visit. In other Facebook news, in Tacoma, Washington, in March, corrections officer Alan O'Neill, 41 years old, was charged with bigamy after his long-estranged first wife found out that the second one found out about the second one when Facebook suggested that those two be friends.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Wow.
Love Facebook. Love it.
Facebook is funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's funny because we just busted up a homegirl on Facebook yesterday that we thought was supposed to be attending something with us, and Facebook told something different.
Uh-oh. See? I'm telling you.
I love Facebook sometimes.
Well, see, but people be Facebooking their problems, too.
They don't know
Facebook
what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing.
And they're putting all their business on Facebook.
Yes.
Go back and use the phone and call somebody.
Oh, please.
Shit.
Say something. You know, don't just bring it out there where everybody can have something to say about it. That's crazy.
I know.
That's you not facing your problems. You want everybody to face it for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know.
Reoccurring themes in February, a 41-year-old man in a pond in Gosport, England, apparently suffered an
epilepsy.
Thank you. Seizure while feeding swans in water.
Wait a minute. Go back. You done started laughing. We got to hear this, y'all. He had an epileptic seizure while he was doing what?
Yeah, I couldn't get the word out. Epileptic seizure while feeding swans in water about 3 feet deep.
Mm-hmm.
Firefighters were called, but the first one to arrive remained on shore, explaining that he had been trained only for ankle-deep water and would have to await a colleague trained in chest-high water. Are you serious?
The man is having a seizure. He's only trained in a cup of water.
Yeah.
Mother, boo boo.
Oh God!
Are you serious? Somebody need to whoop his ass. Whoop his ass, God!
Oh, we have another one. In July 2011, a man committed suicide in San Francisco Bay by wading into neck deep water and remaining until he died of hypothermia.
Oh my
goodness!
People?
Neck deep.
So basically, he was still standing.
He
could have walked back. He could have
walked back. Yeah.
But he died of hypothermia.
I guess.
Firefighters from the city
frozen
of...
Frozen sickle.
Firefighters from the city of Almaden watched from the shore because they lacked water rescue training. In neither situation was it proved the victim would have survived if rescued sooner. Armed and clumsy, all new men, almost never a woman, who accidentally shoot themselves recently. Lee Myers, 30 years old, Myrtle Creek, Oregon, while pointing a gun at his head to illustrate a story for his friends. Dumbass.
Damn, and he shot himself in the head.
Sure did.
Oh, my God. Because there was bullets in the gun, you dumb shit.
A 22-year-old Navy SEAL, San Diego, California, while pointing the gun at his head to convince friends it was unloaded.
Oh, my gosh.
Ricky Ingram, 18 years old, Baker, Louisiana, shot his leg while holstering his gun to pocket following a robbery.
Damn, that's what he get. Karma's a bitch.
Yeah.
That's what he get.
Ethan Bennett, 36 years old, from Monroe, Washington, aiming at a squirrel running up his leg, shot his foot. Special Deputy Ted Mays, Bedford, Indiana, shot his hand while reloading at a training session.
Damn.
Kenneth Forreston, 21, from Atlanta, Georgia, was killed in a police chase following a home invasion by apparently holding a gun as his pickup truck hit a tree and jarred his trigger finger.
Damn.
Larry Godwin, 68 years old, from Redfield, Iowa, shot himself twice, firing at a raccoon in a live trap. And people, those are the stories for News of the Weird.
Oh, wow, that is crazy.
I mean, it was some weird shit, okay?
Thank you.
What'd you say about what, who's in Mercury? Mercury retrograde. Yeah.
We'll be out of it, y'all, by the 4th, just to let you know. Mercury retrograde will end April 4th.
Okay, because that's why this strange stuff is happening, because I've seen that up there. I said, this got to be Mercury retrograde. It's got to be. These folks are going crazy.
Thank you. And we're going to take a quick break, that number to call in, because we'll be coming back to talk about March Madness, NCAA, a little bit of the women's NCAA, and it looks like we've got a couple of NBA games to announce as well.
Yeah.
Please stay tuned if you want to give us a call and tell us your opinion of March Madness.
Hey.
Area code 646-727-2914. Again, that number is area code 646-727-2914.
All right.
You know, you can't hide. No, no, baby. When you give it up, it's only enough to get me by. You're playing a game, it's so plain. You want me to win. I'm willing to play whatever you say. If love is the end, playing your game, baby. Your game, baby. Just you and me. Playing your game, baby. Your game, baby.
And we're back on, and this is in the studio with Lenis, Chauvinet, and Vernice, LSV.
Did you forget my name? Really? I am your child. That is a shame. She stuttered on my own name.
This is business.
That.
She forgot about you being a child. Okay?
What?
This is business.
Well, I do want to announce this right quick. For all of you people in Seattle, if you haven't had a chance this weekend, you have until, I think it stops at 10 o'clock tonight, the Vegan Food Festival held at Seattle Center.
And this vegan food festival has 500 different varieties, so the cost is only $8 per person, and you can just try all kind of vegan stuff that you never thought was even possible. They got vegan shrimp, vegan beef. I mean, it's unbelievable, but they say it's vegan.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, just for all you folks in Seattle, Washington, if you get a chance, it's at Seattle Center, and I believe it's in the food house. Whatever that is, where they have all the food at.
The food court.
Food court or something, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead, Shop.
All right, and you can also try out the Taste Washington at Questfield, a.k.a. CenterLink,
oh,
and try
nice.
Over, I believe, 200 wineries with
mm-hmm.
different little appetizers.
Oh, yeah.
That's at CenterLink, isn't it?
Yeah, well, if people don't know CenterLink, it's Questfield.
Okay. Oh,
okay.
Questfield, yeah.
And I believe
okay.
it's going until April 3rd.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and so, when is this, every weekend?
I believe so, yes.
Well,
I just
Bernice,
heard a little
we
bit
need to go down there and get our drink on,
we
girl.
We need to dip on down there.
Yeah.
So when we going to dip on down there?
Yeah, we can dip on this weekend.
All right, then.
Go on down there.
All right.
Yeah.
We're going to bring it back to March Madness at this point because
okay.
we got about 15 minutes left. We've got to touch on March Madness. So for everybody, we're going to catch up. We got Coach Jordan going to call in a few minutes. So I'm going to just get it warmed up for him. Right now, we are down to the final four that will take place in New Orleans.
Wow.
The last two teams, last four teams, excuse me, is University of Kentucky. Kentucky beat Baylor 82-70.
Yay, I'm pulling for Kentucky.
And Louisville beat Florida 72-68.
And I'm pulling for Louisville. Might end up being Louisville and Kentucky playing off.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
And that game will be this Saturday coming up.
Okay.
Ohio State beat Syracuse 77-70. And Kansas beat North Carolina 80-67.
Wow.
So Ohio State and Kentucky will be playing against each other on March 31st as well.
Ohio and Kansas City. I think I'm going to take Ohio on that one. Because
you know,
I didn't expect Kansas City to beat North Carolina. But, see, we're in Mercury retrograde, and it's been an upset since Duke. Ever
yeah.
since Duke lost, all the main teams
mm-hmm.
have lost.
Yeah, they got beat by, what was it, Lehigh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Lehigh beat
yeah.
Duke. And it's just been everyone is like from 1 to 5, the top 5. They've been beat. They've
wow.
been beat.
So
it's an upset this year.
Well, yeah, because I just knew Syracuse was going to take Ohio State. And I'll be darned if Ohio State didn't pull
Ohio
through
State,
77-70.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, these have been some really good games.
It has.
If everybody's been able to watch them since, I believe it started March 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll end April 2nd when the two teams play for the NAACP.
NCAA. Not NAACP.
Sorry, my bad. We're not.
A lot of people would like to play for the NAACP.
We know you want to get back to talking about our homeboy.
Yeah,
know,
my bad.
To
I'm
stay on the sports.
Trying to make sure we keep this, you know, diverse.
We're going to help you along, girlfriend. Okay.
Thank you. But that's what's going on with the NCAA. We'll get back to that when we get Coach Jordan. For everybody who is still a Tiger Woods fan, he won today.
He
the Almer
finally.
I'm
it's
so
about damn time. He's been in a draw. Good. Maybe somebody gave him a blowjob. Shit.
He won his first PGA Tour, as I'm going to continue on. His first win since November of 2009.
Yeah.
He actually ended up closing 2 under 70 for a 5-shot win over Grammy McDowell.
All right.
Yeah, it was a little question because he was injured 2 weeks ago, but he came through.
Yeah.
So
they didn't think his foot was going to – they thought his foot was going to be really bad when they went in to – do the x-ray, they thought it wasn't as bad as they thought it was.
Who is this, Tiger Woods?
Tiger Woods, uh-huh.
Yeah, well, his foot and everything else better get in place because he's been losing the last couple of years ever since he divorced. He's been going downhill. It's like, look, okay, we gave you a year. It's been 2 years. Get your ass back up there and do what you do best. You're
get
a golfer.
Get back together, get your mind.
And get focused.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's whatever time it took.
Yeah.
You know, no one knows how long it takes for him to get back in the game. So.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, he was doing good when he had all the women lined up. So
we still love you no matter what.
Yes,
exactly.
Tiger.
And the
Tiger,
master,
you know, we're
the
behind you
are
regardless.
Weeks,
just
so
don't make that
love.
Same mistake again. That's all we ask. That's all we ask. That's all we ask.
Exactly. And the Masters is in 2 weeks, and we wish you luck on that.
Yeah. Win it, Tiger.
Leave the girls alone until you get that Masters coat. You know, I want to see that coat on you again.
Oh, yeah.
That green coat, that's right.
I want
so leave
see
the girls
that coat
alone.
On them again, yep.
Yeah, because Tiger, and of course you know they mentioned that. Well, he hasn't won a game since his his sex scandal. I'm like, you know, let that go. We don't need to mention that, you know.
Yeah, this water under the bridge. Leave it alone.
It really is. It's like,
but he was winning.
Hello.
He was.
He was winning. That's what I'm saying. If he won today, maybe somebody did him good.
Maybe. Well, a little bit on the NCAA tournament for the women. Right now, looks like Gonzaga is playing against Kentucky.
Yeah, they've been
pretty good lately. Gonzaga out of Spokane. That's
us. Hello. Mm-hmm. So they're in the first quarter, 3 minutes left, and Kentucky's winning 35-23.
Okay.
Just by a couple of points.
Just by a little, yes. And Texas A&M lost to Maryland 74-81.
Wow, that's unusual for Texas.
Notre Dame beat the mess out of St. Bonaventure 79-35. Where the hell
Lord.
Were you at, ladies?
Mm.
And Connecticut beat Penn State 77-59.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. And it looks like we got Coach Jordan calling in. Hello, Coach Jordan. Hello. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I had to mute you out there for a minute there. Hey.
Hey, Coach Jordan.
How y'all, hey, how y'all doing?
Fine.
I'm
looking
that
for
little
you.
Bit.
How you
hey,
been?
I've been fine. Hey, I caught that little bit. I'm going to throw my little 2 cent in on Tiger, okay?
First of all,
he's single. He is single now. Okay?
Yes,
he can mess with as many as women as he want to do or whatever.
I'm listening to you. You ain't helping nobody. We're trying to help him win. And here you is saying, we don't need all them extractions. I mean,
sometimes it works
in
reverse. Sometimes you might need a little attention. Yeah, thank you to help you win and get your mind back on track. Okay?
I'm telling you.
Now, the only mistake that young man made was he was married. And doing that, and golf is that prestigious sport where you just are not going to get away with that. They want that squeaky clean image, and he messed that up for a minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got to understand, he ain't the only one that happens to you. I mean, you know, off a sports note, I was reading about Don Cornelius.
Yeah.
You know, and that's basically why he committed suicide, you know,
why?
Because he had a woman 30 years younger than him.
Is it?
Sexy Russian chick, and they was going through a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And if he, I mean, I hate to put it this way, but if he committed suicide within 3 years of the divorce, she didn't get that money.
She did.
$300,000.
She sure did.
Yep, $300,000 she got.
That's
bad. So she
still came out ahead,
even in his death. She still came out
but
on top.
Mean,
is that a blip?
Did she get that $300,000? Because it said it's in the insurance policy, if he committed suicide, she didn't get nothing.
Usually you don't get anything when it's a suicide.
Yeah, but they have that insurance policy that if he lived 2 years after, and he did, it was after 2 years, he committed suicide.
No, it was 3 years. I just read it.
It was 3 years?
It was 3 years.
Oh, then she didn't have to get no money then. Good.
Oh, well, that's good.
Good.
Yeah, 3 years. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't getting none, period, if he committed suicide.
That's what I heard. They've always said that. They don't get nothing when they commit suicide.
Yeah, he committed suicide for that. He knew he was very sick, and he knew that he didn't have that long to go. And I just think he wanted to make sure she didn't get nothing.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's my opinion on that one. But getting back to it, Tiger was a young man who made that mistake, knowing that he shouldn't have got married. And, you know, let's face the reality. If his daddy was still alive, I don't think all that would have went down that way.
I don't think it would have went down either.
Nope.
But,
I do have to ask a question, though. Not to change the subject. Good luck to you, Tiger. Everett, I've got to get your opinion about this bounty hunt they got on the Saints. I have never even heard of this before.
No, they don't have it on the Saints. The Saints' defensive coordinator had it on other players and teams.
Thank you. They participated.
Okay,
and real quick, if you guys don't know what the bounty, explain what the bounty hunt is real quick, Everett, for people who don't know.
The bounty hunt is if you take a player, like a key player from the other team out of the game, then you got a bonus.
Okay.
And the reality of it is that's how Peyton Manning had got his injury. Peyton Manning got his injury while Greg Williams, the defensive coordinator that was at New Orleans who caused all this commotion, was at Washington with the Redskins. That's how Peyton Manning got injured. And you can, if you ever Google the hit on YouTube, you can see Peyton Manning's already on the ground, and then another player jumps on top of him and twists his neck.
Oh, my goodness. Damn.
So, you know, that's
dirt.
That's
why he had that neck surgery, huh?
Yeah,
that's
why he had to have the neck surgery. Not neck surgery, neck surgeries.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah, it was more than one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
God. Now, Everett, do you think it's fair just to target the Saints? Because what I've been reading and hearing is that a lot of the NFL teams participate in it. They just happen to get caught.
Well, okay, once again, they injured Peyton Manning, okay? And it wasn't the Saints who injured him, but it was that defense coordinator, Greg Williams, the one that they suspended indefinitely.
Okay,
he's the one. He's the one who was going around doing it. Now, there's always been in the NFL, if you get a good hit, clean, legal hit on somebody, and you do a little damage that, you know, you get your little bonus or whatever. But that's clean and legal hits. They're not telling you to go out there and try to hit the guy in the leg and break his leg or, you know, twist his neck or nothing like that. They're telling you if you get a good, clean hit on him and you get a, what's the call that? If you stick him, that means a good hit. If you stick him, then you'll get a bonus. But I'm going to be honest with you. I can't imagine coaches going into, I mean, you're going to have a few of them, but I don't think it's an overspread problem or where you're going to have coaches going in telling people, go injure him.
Yeah.
Because that word would get out too quick. You know what I mean? Because you got to understand, even though football's a physical game, them guys are still friends at the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of them who playing on opposite teams now, they hang out and go fishing together in the summer. They went to college together. They might grow up in the same city or whatever. So they friends.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going around doing that, word's going to get out. They're going to be like, uh-uh-uh. You know, you ain't going to do that to my boy. I know he's on the other team, but that's my boy.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, so, yeah. So, no, it was just a few, and I'm going to say it straight, ignorant coaches who were allowing it to happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad that they came and clamped down on them real tough about it, too, because they
that's
deserve
good.
It.
Yeah.
Football is physical enough as it is. They don't need it to be more gladiator-like than it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, Everett, don't you? And you're probably aware of this, that they're trying to pass a law now for the high school kids.
Yeah,
their helmets, so that these kids don't keep having these head injuries too. And also, I guess they're checking their bodies that they don't have heart problems or something like that too now. Yeah, they're being more health
conscious. Well, you remember a few years ago,
the
little kid from Tequila up here. And I remember that little kid, he used to be out of Bally's playing basketball, and he got hit and killed in the game. Yeah, that was right here.
See?
You know, so.
Well, they're becoming more health conscious with the helmets. And
they're talking about, even with the basketball players, aren't they talking about having them wear helmets?
No.
No?
No. Okay.
No.
No.
Okay.
That would be heck of funny, though, but no.
That would be funny, though. I'm just wondering, you know, because they're worried about these kids dropping dead on the court. You know, that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Now, Coach Jordan, what do you think about the Seahawks and this new quarterback? What's his name? Finn?
Matt
Finn?
Flynn.
What? Flynn.
Okay, I'm
going to
tell you now.
Yeah, please, because
Tavares
I like the other
Jackson,
guy better.
To who?
Tavares? You like Tavares Jackson, Mom? Really?
Huh,
man.
Let me tell you something. Tavares.
Through.
Let me tell you something. Tavares last year, unfavorable to him, was just handed the starting position when it should have been a competition like it's going to be this year. So at least this year, everybody gets a fair shot at it. You know, they handed Tavares that position as a starter last year without him establishing himself as a starting quarterback in the NFL. You know, he had had scant starter, but he had never really done that where you say when he comes to this team, he's a starter. They should have had that up for competition, you know, be honest. But, hey, Pete Carroll, you know, he got a weird way of running things, and you just got to be patient with him, you know. But I can tell you now, this was done from a general manager's move, okay? So the general manager brought this dude in, and I'm going to tell you the truth. Tavares is going to have to step his game way up.
He
sure will. Flynn can straight just sling that thing, okay?
Yes,
that means he can throw, okay? For y'all who don't know, he can throw. And Tavares better step his game up or he's going to be a reserve again. Because this dude can
throw. Yeah, because they're coming in
and one
as
the,
if.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Well, one of the most important things for a quarterback is to trust your read. When that receiver breaks out of that move, if he's going to be open, you got to release the ball and trust your receiver, first of all, to catch it, and trust mm-hmm. your read and not be worried about nobody intercepting it.
Mm-hmm.
With not just Tavares, but with all the Seahawks quarterbacks. You could see mm-hmm. that in them last year. They were all too nervous for me. I mean, if you're a gunslinger, let it go. You know,
yeah.
throw
yeah.
the ball.
Yeah.
Make
yeah.
it happen. But, you know, you can't be scared to sling it. Well, I'm going to tell you something about Matt Flynn. The few times I watched him and plus in college, he ain't going to hesitate. Once he see the dude breaking, it's gone. It's out of his hands.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a real quarterback. Okay. And, hey, Tavares, if you want to start, brother, step your game up. If not, hey, you know, that's the way life
yeah.
goes.
I know that's right. Okay, and what about the NCAA? We're getting down to the wire.
I hate that Marshall got injured and North Carolina lost today. Man, that's a sad thing to happen. That brother broke his wrist. But at the same time, now that that has happened, I'm going to go ahead and say Kentucky. First of all, I thought they were going to win it anyway. But,
that's who I'm
Kentucky,
pulling for, Kentucky and Louisville.
Kentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, that's what I was just going to say. You want Louisville because we got our own boy in there, Peyton Siva. Go, Peyton. You know?
There
you
go.
Yeah.
So
know,
who do you think
so,
is
going to
take
yeah,
it? Who do you think is going to win it?
I'm going to be honest with you. Kentucky got a their five first guys are all NBA.
Okay.
Okay, so okay. Coach Jordan's pick for the NCAA champions is Kentucky.
I got to go
yep.
with Ohio State.
Okay. I'm going with Kentucky.
I'm going with Kentucky, too.
All right.
Bye.
My sentimental favorite.
My son was born in Kentucky. Hey. I got to go with Kentucky.
My sentimental favorite, though, is Louisville. My sentimental favorite is Louisville because Peyton. But,
all righty then. Well, thank you, Coach Ever, for calling in.
Okay.
Yes.
Getting ready
all right, everybody. Thanks for having
good
me,
night.
And I'll
good
talk
night,
to y'all
Everett.
Again
thank
soon.
Thank you for calling, Coach.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Kay. Coach.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
All right. And next Sunday, I forgot what the show is about. Is next Sunday the psychic reading?
It should be.
Okay. It's the first Sunday of the month?
Yes.
Okay. So next Sunday, folks, is our psychic readings. And, you know, call in one question per caller. And we are going